As well as exploring Nebraskan narratives of community and place, I adventured into conversation as both method and product. The project required application of the art of conversation, and the project's outcomes are those conversations. The need for that conversation-based examination was observed by Gary Clark in West Point.
We have people today that just have so many other levels of issues that they can't just have a basic conversation.
The success or failure of my endeavor turned on the willingness of Nebraskans to engage me. Many people chose not to. There are a myriad of reasons as to why not, though Corey Clay and Broken Bow remarked on one possibility.
You know, it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Walking up, complete stranger, sitting down, okay, throwing the mic on is a little weird,
yeah,
but you know, and that's out of some people's comfort zone.
Many Nebraskans did choose to speak for a while. Like Corey, some were motivated by a curious personality. Owen Hake described the courageous choice sometimes required.
There are just certain people I can talk to that, you know, you have to kind of trust them to share your feelings with them, you know. Like it might be stupid for me to share my thoughts with a stranger like you, but, you know, at some point in your life, you have to try to figure out, is there somebody in the world that you can trust?
For others, like Luke Manuel, the answer was much simpler.
Why did you stop? Because you waved. Because you were out here, because you waved and greeted me, and I wanted to see what was going on.
Underlying all of these motivations, however, is a desire to be heard, as Lisa Smith explained to me as we dined at a Chinese restaurant in Hastings.
So even as we're having dinner tonight, and you say, you know, Mike, and then, but you take out the mic and you start asking questions, and it's like, yes, I have something I really care about, and I want to talk about it.
Curiosity, empathy, courage, a willing candor, all aspects of our attitude to conversation were evident in my encounters. In Broken Bow, Wayne Mills shared his experience of being shot by machine gun on his first day in the field in Europe during World War II. Gary Clark in West Point spoke of parents that were addicts, of homelessness, and of drive-by shootings. And Mark Swanson in Valentine spoke of deep personal pain.
My father committed suicide when I was 11. And I've told that story enough so that I've gotten, well, say, 95% healing. Our elder son, Margaret, might have mentioned it, died when he was 16. And that's, so I mean, for me, the two major stories are the deaths, the surviving of the deaths, the trying to find meaning in the deaths, the throwing oneself into the future. And luckily, I had enough friends in my teens and 20s who were willing to listen to me to tell this story over and over and over again. And if I didn't have anyone to listen to me, it wouldn't have been good at all.
I encountered those who embraced conversation as a way to bridge divides, like Lucas Ricks and Mark Kanitz, who field questions about their openly gay partnership, or like Mark Swanson, who told me that he has found listening to the stories of our elders to be profoundly rewarding. Fundamentally, Lisa Smith notes, we all want to speak and to be heard.
Everybody has a voice, and if we just take the time to hear it, we can get underneath the things that keep us from deep learning, from deep interaction, from deep humanness.
In its own way, this project was born out of more than just my curiosity, though that is a reasonable motivation. It was my response to a calling. While not religious, I liken it to a pilgrimage. I believe that conversation enables us to live better and well, as individuals and communities. That belief was brought to life in this project. I believe it can be brought to life for you and your communities. And even though I jokingly told these gentlemen at Vell's Bakery and Wayne that I had low expectations of them, I invite you to go out, listen deeply, and revel in your conversations.
If I keep meeting guys like you, I'm sure this will be totally worthless.
But... hey, here you go.
I'm starting to learn.
Yeah. You get smart in a hurry, right?